Apple is set to debut new watches and iPads at its annual launch event today, but no new iPhones. But much of the tech world is still trying to make sense of the deal announced this week between Oracle and TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. Let's bring in Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for Axios, who's in San Francisco. Ina, Oracle is not going to buy TikTok as originally planned, but instead become its trusted tech partner. What does that mean exactly?
I think we really don't know. I think what they're trying to do is, instead of selling TikTok, they're trying to put in a layer where a U.S. tech company really can see how TikTok works and kind of verify that the data isn't leaving the U.S.
President Trump had threatened to ban TikTok if it was not sold to an American company, and he signed an executive order prohibiting American companies from doing business with TikTok as long as it is owned by ByteDance. Obviously, this new arrangement falls short of that. So would this deal, do we know, be acceptable to the White House?
Well, it's President Trump, so nobody knows. I mean, I think the betting that's going on here is, by choosing a tech company with whom he has very close relations, Oracle has probably the closest relationship with Trump of any tech company, that they would be okay with something that really isn't what they asked for at all.
And by the way, remind our listeners what Oracle does when it's not becoming the trusted tech partner of TikTok.
Yeah, they are not known for their hip social media, but rather they're one of the biggest players in software that businesses use. So Oracle for a long time was the number two software player to Microsoft, and that's how they build themselves. But corporate databases, sales software, sort of everything that businesses use to do their own big corporate software. So nothing at all like TikTok.
The Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told CNBC that this proposal includes TikTok creating 20,000 new jobs in the U.S. What do we know about that?
Well, TikTok had already said, look, we're going to create a lot of jobs in the U.S. if we're allowed to do business. And so they're sort of reiterating that and adding a long-term component. But here's the thing, and this is what is so challenging for reporters and so frustrating for people that focus on the space. Here we're conflating economic growth with ostensible security concerns. Which is it? Is the U.S. looking for job creation engines, or is it really have legitimate security concerns? And if so, the way to address security concerns is not about creating jobs.
Well, and it sounds from what you're saying like we don't really have any details about how this supposed national security threat from TikTok would be dealt with in this deal.
We really don't. And again, this conflation of security concerns with economics has persisted throughout the Trump administration's trade battle with China. And we see this with Huawei and ZTE, where you see the economic issues really coming to the forefront when what's been raised is a national security concern. And really, those two things should be separate in a real thoughtful debate around the issue.
Is China going to be cool with this agreement?
It's hard to say. I mean, it certainly doesn't make them sell it. So it's really about optics at this point, and if either side is willing to be seen as budging. So I think as long as both sides can save face and keep the status quo, they might be all right with it, but it remains to be seen. You know, China is every bit as big a player in this trade battle as President Trump, and both sides have kind of dug their heels in. So it's going to be really interesting, but I suspect we'll see TikTok remain.
That is Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for Axios. Ina, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.